Welcome, everyone. Whether live or listening to playback, thank you for coming together for this monthly Shamanism Without Borders call to action, tending to immediate, time-sensitive situations that are causing disruption or suffering to humanity, to animal and plant life, or to our Mother Earth. Today, we'll be tending to the flash flooding in Texas and New Mexico. My name is Lally, and I'm the administrator for Shamanism Without Borders, or SWB, a global response network of the Society for Shamanic Practice. For more information, you can visit shamanicpractice.org/SWB. We have a few SSP events I want to let you know about. Board member Jamie Meyer is doing a Lunasa Celtic Cross Quarter ceremony on August 1st, and we have the SSP Ireland conference coming up in September. Let's get started. For those of you who are joining us live, please remain muted. Once the tending starts, Joan's altar image will be shared for the duration of the tending, and upon closing, we'll stop the recording and open the space up for those who would like to share or ask questions. We welcome to the call SWB community leader and SSP board member Joan Levergood, who will talk a bit more about this call to action and lead us through an SWB process to see how we can be of service. Welcome, Joan.
Thank you, Lolly. Welcome, everyone who's here live today, and everyone that will be joining us in the future. We gather today to do the work of Shamanism Without Borders, to do a tending for the flooding in Texas and in New Mexico. And I would add to that flooding that's taken place in other parts of the world, in Ecuador and Mexico, and also in Pakistan, where people are suffering from the flooding as well. But our first order of business today is to look for those of us who are in North America at the suffering and do the tending that we're called to do, guided by our helping spirits, to help with that suffering related to flooding. So we'll begin today by just closing our eyes for a moment and just taking a moment to center ourselves where we are and take a slow inhale and to let that breath out slowly. And inhaling again. And with a sweet release, exhaling. And with your next inhale, feel yourself begin to enter the sacred space of our circle. And with your exhale, be present where you are. As I call in sacred space for all of us, I begin with the Spirit of the East. And I ask the Spirit of the East to be with us, each where we are, to help us be here in a good way, to connect us together in a great circle that is outside of space and time, and help us work together to do this work of tending to the flooding. In Texas, New Mexico, and other places in the world. And we ask you, Spirit of the East, to bring your wisdom to our circle and help us. And we thank you for being here, Spirit of the East. And now we turn to the Spirit of the South. We ask the Spirit of the South to be with us each where we are. In whatever time and space that we listen to this, help create this sacred space and connect us together in a great circle. We ask the Spirit of the South to bring their wisdom to our circle and help us as we move forward with this chanting. We thank you, Spirit of the South, for your wisdom. We thank you for being here and helping us. And we turn now to the West. We ask the Spirit of the West to join us each where we are. And we ask the Spirit of the West to help create this sacred circle for us and connect us together throughout time and space as we do this work together. And we ask the Spirit of the West to bring your wisdom into our circle and help us. And we thank you for being here. And now we turn to the North, and we ask the Spirit of the North to join our circle as well, to join us each where we are, to connect us together in a great circle, to help us be connected together in a good way to do our work. And we ask you, Spirit of the North, to bring your wisdom to our circle as well. And we thank you for being here and helping us. And we ask the energies of above to shine your wisdom down upon this sacred space as well, for each of us where we are, and connect us together. For whenever we join this circle, we will be connected in this sacred space, and we thank all the energies of the above for helping hold this space and for bringing your wisdom to our circle. And now we ask Mother Earth where each of us are, and Mother Earth surrounding us to help ground us in this circle and help connect us together. Mother Earth, everything we have is because of you, and we thank you. Help hold this sacred, great circle for us today as we do this work to help tend the suffering for those upon the surface who have been affected by the flooding. And we thank you, Mother Earth, for your gifts, and we thank you for connecting us together. And we call upon Hawk and Polar Bear, the power animals of the Shamanism Without Borders, to be here with us and help guide us and help connect us together in the good, neutral way of doing this work. We're doing this work for what is really needed. And we thank you, Hawk and Polar Bear, for joining us as well. And as each of us call in our own helping spirits, I ask the Creator to guide us all, and for us each to find the place to do what we are meant to do today. So welcome, everyone. When we do a Shamanism Without Borders tending, we begin with a meditation that puts us in a place of neutrality. And through being in our own personal place of neutrality, we can be guided by our helping spirits to what is really ours to do, what is really needed to be done, and where our skills intersect with that right now in this magical moment, in this magical sacred space that we have created that connects us all together. For those of us who journey, our journey will be in two parts. The first question we will ask our helping spirits as we meet them is this something that is mine to do? And if the answer is yes, we will continue on with their guidance and do what is ours to do to tend to the suffering related to the flooding. And if the answer is no, we can hold space. We will hold space with our helping spirits, holding space in a sacred way, in a place of nature. Have your helping spirits guide you to how you can best do that today. And if you are not an experienced shamanic journeyer and you would like to help and hold space, just use your imagination as the conduit. And imagine that you're in a beautiful place in nature, maybe a place you know, maybe a place that you don't know, and just breathe, breathing in and breathing out, breathing in love, breathing in peace, breathing out love, and breathing out peace, knowing that you're holding the space for whatever is needed for those of us who are working, and whatever is needed for those who maybe aren't ready to be helped right now. Holding space for whatever is needed. So we will begin with our neutrality meditation. So sit back and relax, lay down, or sit in the position you want to be in to do your journey. We'll do this meditation, and then I will do the drumming, probably for about 15 minutes to do the shamanic journeying. When I do the call back, hang on just a minute. Let me go grab my drum. Just to refresh everybody's memory. When you hear the call back, I will do intermittent drumming. And you'll know that that's time to come back. And a quick drumming for you to follow back. All right, so relax in your chair or laying down. And breathe in a full breath. And just release it effortlessly. And breathe in again gently. And exhale. Breathing in again. Feeling the pure light energy of the Creator coming into your body. And as you exhale, feeling that there's more room for that beautiful, clear, pure Creator energy to flow into your body from above. Coming in down from your crown chakra and filling up your third eye. That beautiful, perfect Creator energy coming down, flowing from your third eye down into your throat. And from your throat into your heart chakra. And as each chakra overflows, it fills the body, the physical body and the energy body. And as that heart chakra overflows, it flows down into the solar plexus. Filling up the solar plexus and the body and all of the energy bodies, flowing down into the sacral chakra. That beautiful, perfect Creator energy filling us up from our head and now flowing down into our root chakra. Just filling up every bit of our energy body, every bit of our physical body. And with our next breath and our exhale, allowing anything to fall away that's ready to go. And we begin to be in that perfect place with that beautiful Creator energy flowing through us. And now holding our attention at our center, we call up the energy of the earth. And we feel that energy washing up through our feet and up our legs and beginning to fill up that root chakra. And dancing with the Creator energy, filling up the body and the energy body and filling up the sacral chakra, rising up, filling the solar plexus, And then we feel that beautiful, cool, grounding energy of the earth rising up into our heart chakra, mixing with that beautiful creator energy. And then rising up into our throat, washing away, filling up our energy body and our physical body, and then filling up our body into our third eye and following up above our head into our crown chakra. Taking another breath and exhaling and letting anything that's ready to fall away and no longer needed to just dissolve and fall away. And now bringing our attention to our center, to our solar plexus in that area, and feeling it full of the beautiful, pure energy of the Creator. And full of the beautiful, cool, grounding energy of the earth, we state our intention, as taught by Jose Stevens, to be in correct neutral now. And as our body and our energies get into neutral, we settle in to do our journey. Now I'll close our sacred space. Spirit of the East, we thank you for holding this circle and connecting us together. We thank you for your wisdom. Thank you so much for being here and supporting us today. Spirit of the East. And Spirit of the South, we thank you for supporting us and helping to hold this circle, for connecting us together and bringing your wisdom into our circle today. Thank you for being with us and helping us, Spirit of the South. Spirit of the West, we thank you for being here. We thank you for holding this circle each where we are, and to help create this great sacred circle for our work. Thank you, Spirit of the West, for being with us and helping us. And Spirit of the North, we thank you for your wisdom and for helping to create this great neutral circle for our work. Thank you for helping to connect us together each where we are. We thank you for your wisdom, Spirit of the North, and for helping us today. And the spirits of the above, we thank you for shining your wisdom into this sacred space. We thank you for connecting us together and helping us be here and do this work in a good way today. Thank you, spirits of the above, for being with us and helping us. And Mother Earth, we thank you so much for connecting us together. We thank you for your support and gifts every day. We thank you for being the sacred space we walk upon. And we thank you for holding this sacred circle for us today to do this good work. Thank you, Mother Earth, for all of your gifts and for holding us today to do this work. And we thank Hawk and Polar Bear, the power animals of the Shamanism Without Borders. We thank you for being here and helping us do this good work from a place of neutrality rather than a place of thinking we know what is needed. Thank you so much, Hawk and Polar Bear. And we thank all of our guides and angels and helping spirits for being with us to do this good work today. And before we turn off the recording and close for today, I send you off with a blessing. We'll burn some sage, a little white sage from North America, where I was born in this life and where I lived for my lifetime this time around, and a blessing in the style of at least some of my ancestors. May love and peace travel before you. May love and peace travel beside you. May love and peace travel behind you. May love and peace travel above you. May love and peace travel below you. Go forth and walk in love and peace. Thank you all for joining me today. Thank you all for doing this good work. And if you're able to be here and stick around and share afterwards, Lally will stop our recording.
Thank you so much, Joan. I'll go ahead and stop this recording now so we can share in private. Thank you to everyone who shared their journeys on the live call and for everyone joining us on the recording as well. Thank you to Joan for guiding us through the process of tending to the flash flooding in Texas, New Mexico, and elsewhere. Thank you for joining us for the Shamanism Without Borders Call to Action. We do this every month, so please join us next month as well. Many blessings to you, your loved ones, and communities. Thank you.